we are back. Welcome to UMA Radio, the sound of solar. Doing it every week for you. I'm your host, Rick Baskey. Another great week lined up. If you haven't done so, please log in to umasolar.com. Just scroll right to the bottom of the page and click on UMA Radio. You can hear all kinds of things. We talked to the people from NABCEP. We talked to the people from the Solar Foundation about the Solar Ready Vets. And this week, a great group with us. I'm very excited to have with us Keith and Kimberly from Energy Sage. And if you don't know what Energy Sage is, maybe you just don't own a computer. Because Energy Sage, if you look up solar on Google or you look up solar online, the very first thing that's going to come up for many, many years is Energy Sage. It's great for home buyers. It's great for solar industry professionals, and it's just great also to keep up with what is going on in the industry. So Keith and Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh yeah, thank you so much for having us. We're super excited to join you this morning.
Yeah, really, really happy to be here, Rick. Thank you.
And you guys are both up in the East Coast, up in Boston area, right?
Yep. Our whole team is based out of Boston.
So I'll just start by talking a little bit about how I first discovered Energy Sage, because I've been in solar for going on 11 years now, and I don't really remember when the first time I found Energy Sage was, but the first thing I was doing as I got into solar was trying to become as educated as possible. I wanted to find out everything I possibly could, but I wasn't going to just look up stuff on YouTube because that's just random people posting things. So I wanted to dive in, and I kept going back over and over, and this is years ago, over and over and over again to the same site, and I'm literally learning so much about the tax credits, about everything I could think of, and I just kept looking. I'm like, wow, Energy Sage again, Energy Sage again. And then as the solar electric came into the Sunshine State, because I got in at solar pool heating, I started wanting to figure out the comparison between solar panels, the efficiency of solar panel comparisons. Guess what site came up? Energy Sage. So, you guys have been at it for a long time. And I think it's amazing for homeowners to have this kind of resource. But maybe one thing I do want to talk about, because a lot of our solar installation companies listen to this show, I want them to hear from you guys about how, number one, this might be helpful to them. And additionally, what is the public looking into? What are the top questions that are coming up? What are people searching for? But let's start out either Keith and Kimberly, and you guys can go back and forth about this. But tell me a little bit more about Energy Sage, the company in general, where it came from, and maybe even where it's going.
I'm going to let Kimberly take this one because she's been there the longest. So seniority first.
Yes, Keith, I have been at Energy Sage now for just under 7.5 years. And really, before I even joined the team, I was actually working at a solar installation company in Boston. And we were one of the installers that piloted the marketplace when it initially launched about 9, maybe 10 or so years ago. So in case, folks on folks who are listening are unfamiliar with Energy Sage, we are the number one website for solar in the U.S., and we offer a rapidly growing virtual customer acquisition channel that delivers growth and cost-efficient sales to leading companies throughout the country. And homeowners love us because we help them learn everything that they could know, want to know, should know about PV and storage, and they can sign up to receive quotes from local installers. So literally, it's like a win-win for everybody.
Very good. How long actually did you say Energy Sage has been doing this? Because it keeps getting bigger and better. The site keeps getting better every time I log in.
Yeah, I mean, we've been at this, the marketplace launched like about 9 or 10 years ago. So we've been helping homeowners shop for solar and just like learn about solar and various options for that time. We also, I think we authored, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, about well over 3,000 organic, unique articles over the decade, right?
Wow.
That sounds right to me. Definitely more than I keep track of, for sure.
That is amazing. And that's why your SEO is probably right up to number one when you search for solar. But, the content is huge, but the facts are there. What I really love about it is it explains, it really, you know, it doesn't write some huge long book that maybe some engineer that actually designed a microinverter or an inverter would write. It breaks it down into very simple terms. What is a microinverter? I mean, it, don't get me wrong, there, it's not a short-sighted answer, but it's not some long book that an engineer or a homeowner, you know, that would be like an engineer talking to a homeowner and you're like, whoa, wait a minute, that you're going a little bit over their head maybe. So sometimes I like that you can dig all the way into it, but sometimes I love that it's just broken down easy enough. So, you know, one of the things that I'm going to say right there to a lot of our solar installation companies that are listening, if you need actual training in education for new hired salespeople, because this happens all the time. And listen, I joke about it. I know I joke about it, and I've already joked about it in many shows. You know, I call people solar pirates that, you know, maybe you should go back to selling used cars, you know, but it happens, right? It happens that people jump into this industry, the solar gold rush is on, and people want to get in while the money's hot on solar. I get it. But the most important thing is educate your salespeople and even your installers properly so that they know at least the right terminology that the homeowner probably already looked up on Energy Sage.
Yeah,
that's a huge part of it. I think a big reason why we exist is to sort of act as that source of truth for the residential solar industry. And also just to make sure that, to your point, that we're able to sort of elevate the quality of sales and make sure that people are having good experiences. I think there's, you know, certainly a broad range of experiences that consumers can have when they shop for solar. I think they can be sometimes very productive and sometimes I think very off-putting, you know, and we're trying to create an environment where the consumer can come in and feel, I think, supported by the fact that, you know, they are learning from an organization that is, you know, reputable, that has been, you know, funded by the Department of Energy, you know, that continues to sort of drive the industry forward, you know, through data and through intelligent writing. And then also that, you know, they can then work with reputable companies that we vetted. You know, we are only looking to put them in touch with companies that we know can deliver a good experience. Because it's just always a shame when, you know, someone decides, hey, maybe this is the time that we start to investigate solar for ourselves. They go out, they have a bad experience because, you know, they start to get, you know, they get put on a list and they start to get maybe, you know, called 3, 4, 5 times a day. I mean, we've heard from a lot of consumers that have had that type of experience. Some people never come back to that shopping experience, and that's a real shame. You know, so we really want to make sure that we can create an environment where, you know, they feel supported and there's transparency.
I love that. Yeah. You know,
yeah. And also, right, it's like, solar is not complicated, but as an industry, we've made it very complicated.
Right.
And so the content is really, it's like dumbed down so that you can understand. It's so simple. Like, you know, your question earlier, Rick, what is a microinverter? Really, why does that even matter? Right? Like, what is the technology? What are the components that are involved in this type of a project? Again, it's not rocket science. And we really strive to deliver content that is easy, simple, and digestible, because that's what's going to help people make that smart energy decision, right?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I had just gotten, I'll take this. I don't actually sell solar directly to homeowners anymore, but I do the same thing. I try to help people make an educated decision because, you know, I'm still a part of NABCEP and I want to make sure people are educated properly before they invest into their home. And I had a gentleman call me the other day, said, hey, an architect told me to give you a call. And one of the things I did tell him to do, first thing, did you go to Energy Sage and get all of your personal questions answered? Because you can look it up right there and you're going to get your questions already answered. Because a lot of people don't have, number one, they might not have time to answer all the random questions that you might have in your head. So what I do love about Energy Sage is that any question you might already have in your head, it's all, the answer's already there. You're going to find it right there, and you're going to know that it's already been fact-checked, right? That's become a key word in our world lately. And that it's, you're going to get your answer pretty quickly. And then he tells me, I said, and then do yourself a favor. Go ahead and get, you know, maybe multiple quotes so that you can really compare what's going on out there. You know, a lot of homeowners may or may not have time or the patience to get multiple quotes, but when he came back to me with the three quotes that he got, I just shook my head because, oh my gosh, I'm not calling names to anybody, but all of them were pretty far off from what his actual goals and what he actually needed and what would even work on his home. And so I do think that it's important that if you're shopping for solar, you have the right people behind you, the right education behind you. And that's where I think Energy Sage comes in. They're going to check everything for you. They're going to help you line up with the right installers because there's too many out there. Just in Florida, we went from 9 years ago, we went from, I think, 187 solar licenses to over 1,200 solar licenses in the state of Florida within 5 years. How many of these companies got full electrical licenses, right? Figured out what real workman's comp is, know how to properly seal roofs? It worries me a little bit. And so I think that if you are out there, and even if you're listening to this show, you know, check out and make sure you're aligning with Energy Sage, not only in the effects, if you're a solar installation company, but your training, your communication, and probably what homeowners are actually asking and looking into, because it's the top things that are right there. So if you don't mind, can we jump into that? Can you guys educate me? Because I could take a guess right now that one of the top things that people are looking into and the questions outside of solar panels, because that's probably the number one thing, you know, what about this panel compared to that panel, right? And we could go on and on and on about that forever. But I'm guessing maybe the number one thing right now is either electric vehicle chargers or maybe the number one, energy storage. That's my guess. But can you guys give us a little insight or tell us a little bit on what are homeowners and what are people looking for? What's the number one searched thing right now in our industry?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it on the head. It's definitely energy storage. You know, we've opened up our marketplace so that homeowners can now receive energy storage quotes. As of about a year ago, I think it's been a full year since that functionality was added to the marketplace. I think we were prepared for a lot of interest. I think I still think, pretty astounded by the level of interest that we've received from homeowners. And, you know, there's elements to the process that we have tried to control, namely making sure that homeowners understand why they're looking for energy storage. That's a huge component. You know, I think there's generally a lot of understanding that this technology exists now, but I think the understanding as to what it can do and why you would need it, and the different applications and sort of how they can be installed, that's still, I think, the next level of education that we need to get to. So, you know, we're looking to bring these consumers into the marketplace so that they can start to get their questions answered and start to understand the options available to them. But simultaneously, we also want to make sure that we're educating them as to, you know, what these quotes mean, what it can do for their home. Obviously, the installers are doing that to a degree. And I think, you know, our role in the process is to just sort of act as a ballast there. You know, I mean, the installers are talking about the batteries and what they can do. I think the homeowner is also looking to us just to verify it, right? That's one of the biggest roles that we can play in the sales process, is just to be sort of that sounding board to come back and say, you know, is this installer telling the truth? Is this legit? Like, is this really what I should be looking for? You know, every homeowner actually has an energy advisor that they're assigned so that they can talk to someone at Energy Sage for free while they're shopping and reviewing quotes. That's a huge asset because it's, again, just an opportunity to get a third party's opinion on the process. And I know, like, you know, personally, I would love to have that opportunity. You know, the next time I go shop for a car, it probably won't happen. You know, I don't think I'll be able to go talk right to an advisor about the merits of these three different vehicles. So, you know, I think as an asset to the homeowner, that's massive, particularly as we start to talk about energy storage, because I think there is still just a huge gap in sort of the interest versus the understanding. And I think the better we can get at closing that gap, the more batteries will ultimately get out into the market, which, I mean, as we know, there's implications, you know, for, you know, utility stability and grid stability and things like that, that, you know, could really make a big difference in the way that this country powers itself. Yeah. Over the next couple of decades. So tons of opportunity.
I did a show a couple weeks ago called The Energy Storage Battery Race is On. And, yeah. you know, I think, you know, here's what's changed already in just the last 2 years. You know, there was just a couple options. Now, all of a sudden, there's triple the amount of options just within 2 years. And now you have what happens, just like anything else. If you were going out, and let's take it and compare apples to oranges. If you're going out and buying a car and you were looking at a Hyundai versus, you know, maybe a Toyota, they're going to say, well, ours is better than that one because... Right. And so that's the real war that gets going on between manufacturers and installers. It's not necessarily that the manufacturers are at war against each other. It's that the installation company only has one option because that's the one they're certified in and they're allowed to actually install and train to install. But does it make it the best option for you in your home? So, no, that's why I think it's great to have a coach in your corner. To say, look, let's make sure, let's check over everything and all the other options that might be out there. I think that's what I love that about Energy Sage. That you do. You got a coach in your corner when you're looking into the options.
Yeah. And that's actually a great point. When we have a coach, the coach also is there to tell us, are you sure you really need energy storage? What do you think this is? Homeowners will say, oh, I want to go off grid. You live in the middle of Los Angeles. Is that practical, right?
Yeah.
And so we're there to help support and enable, but we're also there to say that it probably doesn't make sense unless you really want to do that, right?
Yeah, and a lot of them don't think about
in either direction
how it's going to actually affect the return on investment of the entire system. Or the fact that there needs to maybe be critical loads because, you know, when your AC kicks on, that battery might be done if you're only getting one of them. You know, so how does it all stack up, you know, and what is the actual expectations of the customer versus actual reality of what it can actually do? Now, in the state of Florida, it's extremely important because of the state of emergency with hurricanes. And I'm sure every state has their own concerns about when they might need it, but you have to also manage expectations of the buyer, and I'm not sure every company is out there doing that because it's all about sell, mm-hmm. not tell, right?
So I
do think that it is important. Do your homework and get a coach in your corner. This is where Energy Sage, I think, will be a great asset for you when you're shopping for solar. Now, again, if you are a solar installation company and one of our dealers, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. This is very helpful to you. All right. Let them also be on your corner as well. Let Energy Sage educate you about what's going on online, what people are searching for, what questions are coming up, and then make sure both your installers and your salespeople are educated all in the same point of communication. You don't need one person, your installer, telling a homeowner this when the homeowner looked up this and your salesperson told them that. So you've got what could become the Bermuda Triangle of sales. And you don't want to suck down any of the ships that have already sailed and contracts have already been signed. So make sure that you're touching all. And I think the best way to do that is to, if you have not done so and you're not a partner with Energy Sage, reach out to them, figure out how you can be an installation company that partners with them. So,
Rick, I really love the Bermuda Triangle analogy that you just used. That is fantastic. I'm going to take that one.
Yeah, it's happened so many times before. The installer said this. Well, the homeowner thought that. And the salesperson said that somewhere along the line. You know.
And then the homeowner is confused as all heck. And then nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And you wonder why, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, to your last point, Rick, you know, we definitely welcome conversations with installation companies that want to get involved in this marketplace. And start to access a different segment of the consumer base, you know, through our marketplace. I think the folks that are coming to Energy Sage to shop, again, you know, they're finding us because they're looking to learn about solar, right? So in many cases, the early conversations that you're going to have with these homeowners are going to be sort of already at stage two and stage three, right? We can sort of skip the basics because they already have them. And that's hugely beneficial. We hear that from our installers all the time. You know, even if they don't end up going solar, you know, they at least feel like they're having a really meaningful conversation with that homeowner. And who knows what that could then lead to 6 months later, once they feel like they're finally financially ready to commit. Right. So, you know, I think just being able to put installers in this environment where they're meeting homeowners where they want to be met. We did a ton of research throughout the pandemic last year that showed that homeowners are more and more likely to shop for solar online. Kind of like, you know, we're more likely to shop online for just about everything now. And solar is really no exception. So, you know, they're coming to us because they can find us, A, first of all, right? Thanks to the wonderful content that our team continues to put out. And B, because our marketplace has a reputation for setting consumers up with quality companies and making sure that they are supported through the process and have a good experience. So, you know, we are really excited to help companies sort of harness that consumer energy. And again, you know, we really would welcome conversations with anyone who's looking to get involved. You know, maybe not everybody is qualified or maybe just not ready to dive right in, but we can certainly have that conversation. And, you know, hopefully there's companies out there that are looking to take advantage of the opportunities that we have.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if I can just add to that one. So everything Keith is saying is correct. And I know I feel like throughout the show, we talked a lot about, you know, homeowner education, transparency, but please understand that if you are a solar installer and you join our crew and you become a qualified dealer on our marketplace, we will fight for you. We help you grow your business. We help you, you know, meet and engage with thousands of homeowners in your local market. We will help you grow. And please let us know if you have any questions. We are always happy to just talk business and you know, talk sales and how we can help grow this beautiful industry.
Yeah, there's a huge educational component to these partnerships. You know, we have so much data that we pass back to our partners to help them understand their competitive landscape, to help them, you know, understand who they should be talking to, which prospects are really engaged. We're really excited to teach companies how to sell virtually through these types of channels. And that's what we do every day. We love it. So, yeah, we're excited to do that.
And how like it.
So let's go.
She's excited. Yeah. So how do they reach out to you? If they were a solar installation company, I'm sure they just obviously they can go to Energy Sage. But is any particular channel they need to go through to get actually certified through Energy Sage?
Yeah, there's two good ways that they could get this process started. They can either, again, go to energysage.com/installers. That will get you to, I think, the best page. There's a couple of buttons on there where you can apply directly. We'll review the application and then follow up with you. If you want to get, you know, some questions answered first, you're also welcome to reach out to installers@energysage.com. And then a member of our team will pick that up and we'll take it from there. See where it goes.
Fantastic, guys. Looking forward to seeing you guys at SPI in New Orleans. And guys, Energy Sage, Keith and Kimberly, nothing but great things to say about you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of UMA Radio. It is the Sound of Solar. We do it for you every time, and we will see you next week. Keep walking on sunshine.
It's wonderful to have our swimming pool nice and warm when our grandkids come over. My husband, Fred, and I just don't enjoy the swimming pool as much as we used to, but it sure is great to see the kids splashing and laughing around in there. We made the decision to warm our pool with solar almost 7 years ago, and honestly, it was the best decision we could have made. The warranty is still in place, and we have had no issues with the system. Best of all, the pool is always warm when the kids jump in. Plus, it doesn't increase our electric bill every month to warm our pool. And that's pretty important to our monthly expenses. Another thing Fred loves about our solar pool system is how easy it is to turn it on and off when the grandkids aren't here. We really love our solar pool system, and we definitely appreciate the solar savings.
Want to see if solar pool heating is right for your home? Call 1-800-79-SOLAR or visit umasolar.com to find a trusted local dealer near you to answer your questions and provide you a free estimate for your solar pool heating needs.